week, the Tartans on the road defeated Bethany, West Virginia, by a score of 41-7. They played the entire town, as a matter of fact. It was quite a game. Penn State at this hour is taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Penn State ranked number 7 in the nation. The Ohio State Buckeyes ranked number 3 at the half. Ohio State leads Penn State by a score of 10-6. And the Pittsburgh Penguins traveling to St. Louis tonight to take on the St. Louis Blues. Game time is at 8 o'clock. We mentioned the Steelers. Deontay Johnson is back. The team has activated the former Pro Bowl wide receiver off of injured reserve. That clears the way for him to play tomorrow when the Steelers visit the L.A. Rams.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Cloudy skies, windy out there. Chance of showers, a high of 53 degrees. Showers likely overnight, mostly cloudy, low of 45. Chance of showers on Sunday, mostly cloudy, high 53, patchy frost Sunday night, low 34. Otherwise, sunny skies on Monday with a high of 59, and then on Tuesday, sunny with a high of 70 degrees. 50 right now in Beaver County, 48 in Butler, 51 in Washington. It's 49 right now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood, 52 degrees. With new music from the Revivalists.
Changes come, I watch them grow in your eyes, an ancient glow.
Scaraldi is going to take us to news time. broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
We're following our democracy in historic times.
We made the pitch to members on the resolution as a way to lower the temperature and get back to work. We decided that wasn't where we're going to go. I'm still running for speaker, and I plan to go to the floor and get the votes and win this race.
After initially calling off his bid to become the next Speaker of the House, Ohio Representative Jim Jordan is back in the race, seeking a third floor vote in spite of losing twice before. Republican and Democratic centrists backed a resolution temporarily giving Acting Speaker Patrick McHenry expanded powers, but hard-right members blocked that, since it required cutting a deal with the other party. Concerns are growing about a pending government shutdown next month and getting aid out to support Israel and Gaza. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Florida Representative Matt Gaetz and the eight Republicans who voted him out of the job failed to account for the fallout. McCarthy says expanded powers for McHenry would work, but it's not ideal.
The best thing for Republicans to do is to elect a speaker. That would solve all these problems.
After using a rare primetime address to build public support, President Joe Biden says today the White House will send a $100 billion aid request to Congress. It's expected to include funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the U.S.-Mexico border. Without a speaker, the House might be unable to address the package. Sidney Powell, the former attorney for former President Donald Trump, is pleading guilty to six misdemeanors connected to a conspiracy to interfere with the 2020 election in Georgia. The deal lets her avoid more serious racketeering charges, but she'll still serve 6 years probation, pay a fine, and write a letter of apology to the state of Georgia. Crucially, she has agreed to testify against her co-defendants. Meanwhile, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has traveled to Jerusalem. Hochul met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Isaac Herzog to reaffirm New York's support. Her state is home to the second largest Jewish population outside of Israel, and Hochul says it was important to hear the stories and observe the conflict up close.
Solidarity, deep concern for the people of Israel, truly in the aftermath, bring home the hostages, as well as get that humanitarian aid flowing. People need it.
Michigan's state legislature will take up a state-level Voting Rights Act next week. The legislation aims to counter voter suppression, safeguard voting rights, and make it easier to vote in languages other than English. Brett Edkins with Stand Up America says these bills will protect the state from the influence of extremist politicians.
Michigan's democracy remains under very real threat. The Michigan Voting Rights Act is an opportunity to protect the freedom to vote of every eligible Michigander for years to come and ensure that Michigan is a national leader on democracy and voting rights.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
Arrested on charges of unemployment, he was sitting in the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney. She said, free that brown-eyed man. If you want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walk across the sand. She'd been walking 30 miles en route to Bombay to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years, in fact, ever since the world began, there's been a whole lot of good women shedding tears over a brown-eyed handsome man. It's a lot of trouble with a brown-eyed handsome man. We'll be right back.
had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a wrestling match to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. 2-3 the count, with nobody on, he hit a high fly into the stand. Round the third, he was headed for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man.
Getting us started in the 2 o'clock hour at 2:06. Much more music time. Let's do two. Yes. Two in a row from a guy you know, Chuck Berry on Ready or Not.
Oh boy, he ran a roll stop sign in the South, and he got in deeper trouble with his mouth. They wouldn't let him phone or make a bail, just let him sit there in that Delta County jail. It wasn't me. When he knew he had to get on, help himself. Instead of sitting, pinned it on somebody else. He hung a left into the thicket, across the fence. And ain't nobody ever saw or seen him since. Wasn't me.
I could use a large chest.
You could use a set of curb feelers for the one you've already got. Friends.
Brothers on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, and this is Ike and Tina Turner. You're 10 minutes away from the weather on Radio 9. Stay tuned.
Darling.
Yes, Tina.
It's time to get next to me.
Honey, that was my plan from the very beginning.
Darling.
Uh-huh.
I never thought that this could be.
What do you mean?
I've been to see the preacher man.
A preacher man? You must be losing your mind.
I started.
Started what?
Started making wedding plans.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. If your love is half as true as the love I offer you, oh, darling.
Yes, yes.
I think it's gonna work out.
Killer, honey.
The ever-ready loving man.
That's me.
Oh, yeah. A whole lot of girls used to be your speed. But now, pretty daddy, I'm all you need. Oh, darling.
Yes, yes.
I know it's gonna work out fine.
It's gonna work.
Tina Turner on Radio 9. I should have mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. Every year, for 20-some years now that I've been on the radio in Pittsburgh, I have asked you, my loyal listener, to not vote for me in the Pittsburgh City Paper Best of Pittsburgh poll. And once again, I want to thank you. You delivered. I got one nomination, but clearly did not win. Very proud of the unblemished record. Completely, this show has never been recognized as anything. Somebody also nominated WRCT as the best radio station in Pittsburgh. Didn't win. Again, WRCT, very grateful that completely unblemished by any kind of major awards or recognition. So we don't want people to find out about this show because then, you know, it'll spoil it. It is, you know, it's you and me on Saturdays, and that's what it's meant to be. I do want to congratulate the winner of Pittsburgh's Best Radio Station as chosen by the ever-wise readers of Pittsburgh City Paper, namely people who forgot to bring their phone while they were waiting for the bus and need something to do. So here's a little sample of the radio station that won Best of Pittsburgh Radio Stations this year from Pittsburgh City Paper.
104.4, the Magnum. Assaulting your ears from the Poconos to the Chesapeake Bay watershed. You're listening to me, DJ Double Lunch, bringing you a second helping of hits from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond. And if you're the 44th caller, you'll win two meatball subs from Dom's world famous subs.
Oh, yes.
Listen online at www.angelfire.com/magnummusic104.4. Streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're always giving you more.
Oh, give me more.
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 So anyways, that's the station voted best in Pittsburgh by the readers of Pittsburgh City Paper.
Jay Thurber.
You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and I couldn't find nothing.
More music now.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming.
Every nation.
1969, that was a number two song for Tommy James and the Shondells here on Radio 9.
W-R-C-Z.
At 2:21 chime time, new music from Two Door Cinema Club coming up after we take care of a couple of brief announcements and also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Coming up at 3 o'clock, over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, we should have Eric O'Brien back on the show because Eric is the operator, founder, impresario behind the Pittsburgh Radio and TV Online website, which is celebrating 25 years. You don't even think the internet is 25 years old, but it is, and he's been a part of it for 25 years. 1998, Pittsburgh Radio and TV Online went online. You know, online went online? Sure. At pbrtv.com. So there he's having his 25th anniversary. But in addition to everything else he does, he also hosts Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy right here on his station. Eric O'Brien, he comes down from Ross Township, and he plays music with Ray Block and the orchestra. And it's a really good shoe. Again, I don't know why I do that. 3 o'clock coming up here. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. It's all those soft vocal and instrumental favorites that you love from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s with occasional bonus material as well and some of the stories behind the music. That's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Find it on Facebook or just listen at 3 o'clock right here on 88.3 WRCT. And Tube City Online Radio and McKeesport. At 5 o'clock, the simulcast ends at 5 o'clock on WRCT Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon. It's Chop Shop. It's confusing sounds for confusing times. Saturdays at 5, it's time for Chop Shop on WRCT. Meanwhile, over on Tube City Online Radio, it's the Kirsten and Amber Show. So no matter how you listen to Radio 9, there's lots more great listening coming your way this afternoon. The Allegheny County Division of Elections wants you to know that residents who want to vote in the Tuesday, November 7th election must be registered by this coming Monday, October 23rd. Registered voters who have moved or changed their name or their party affiliation must notify the Elections Division by Monday, October 23rd, to qualify to vote. You have to be a United States citizen at least 1 month prior to the election. You have to be a resident of Pennsylvania and your election district for at least 30 days before the election. And you have to be 18 years or older on or before the day of the election, November 7th. So that's coming up Monday. You want to be registered to vote. If you want to vote in the November 7th election, voters will be choosing a new county executive, a district attorney, voters in many towns electing their borough council, their mayors, their city mayors, their township supervisors, and their school board. That is November 7th. But if you want to vote, if you want to have a say, and these everybody worries about the federal elections, but it's these local elections that are oh so important to your day-to-day life. You have to be registered by this coming Monday, October 23rd. The easiest and fastest way to make a change is to use the state's online voter registration process. Go to vote.pa.gov. That's vote.pa.gov. And if you have a driver's license or an official PennDOT identification card, you can just link your PennDOT file to your voter record, and then easy peasy lemon squeezy, whenever you move, your voter registration goes with you. But you got to check it at vote.pa.gov. That's vote.pa.gov. If you don't sprecken the internet, well, Monday you can go to the county office building that's in downtown Pittsburgh, 542 Forbes Avenue. And they will remain open until 5 o'clock on Monday to accept your voter registration form. The election is Tuesday, November 7th. It is a municipal election for county, local, and school offices to vote. October 23rd, Monday, is your deadline. For more information, vote.pa.gov. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Looking for mostly cloudy skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high near 53 degrees, windy, winds gusting to 23 miles per hour. Showers likely overnight, mostly cloudy, low 44. Chance of showers or maybe a sprinkle on Sunday, mostly cloudy, 53. Patchy frost Sunday night. Mostly clear, low 33. Areas of frost on Monday, high 59. And then on Tuesday, sunny skies with a high near 70. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber mess, 51 in Beaver County, 47 in Butler, 52 in Washington. We're up to 52 now under cloudy skies outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 52 at WRCT with new music from Two Door Cinema Club. Music from Two Door Cinema Club here on Radio 9.
Support for this broadcast comes from the City of McKeesport Fair Housing Office. Fair housing is your right, and the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, family status, or disability. That includes renting or buying a home, getting a mortgage, seeking housing assistance, or engaging in other housing-related activities. For more information about Fair Housing Act protections in the City of McKeesport, call 412-675-5020, extension 635.
Radio 9 plays more music.
I love how your eyes close whenever you kiss me. And when I'm away from you, I love how you miss me. I love the way you always treat me tenderly. But darling, most
Harris Sisters on Radio 9 right now. The Penn State Nittany Lions taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes. That score is now in the third quarter, and Ohio State, ranked number 3 in the nation, is leading your Penn State Nittany Lions by a score of 10-6. Pitt Panthers traveling to Wake Forest this afternoon, and the Carnegie Mellon Tartans are hosting Washington and Jefferson. We'll check all of your college football action in just about 20 minutes from now. And don't forget, we'll also be hearing from Doug Hirth this afternoon on the week of his birthday. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:32. Your Steely Dan. Steely Dan on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you as a listener. Yes, we do. So give us a call and a chance to listen to you.
412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Let your input affect our output. Also taking requests on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. Reminder coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies on the Giggle Puss broadcasting system. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien, so stay tuned for that. This is not smooth or relaxing. It's the Rolling Stones.
General Lucius Clay at the mighty Wurlitzer Organ later with Jay Thurber.
On the ABC Radio Network.
Thank you.
the Shangri-Las on Radio 9. We're going to remember right after this the late Doug Hirth. So stay tuned right after this.
Hey, how's your day going? Well, it's going okay for a traffic cone. That's right, I'm a traffic cone, and it's my job to protect everyone in a work zone. My typical day involves being screamed at.
What's the holdup? Come on, let's go.
Sideswiped. And even run over. But hey, it's better me than the folks in the work zone. So please slow down and drive carefully. If you control your driving in work zones, or excuse me, control your driving, then we can all go home safely at the end of the day.
This message brought to you by PennDOT. Drive safe, PA.
Someone on Facebook pointed out that Doug Hirth, who passed away in 2011, would have had a birthday this week just a couple of days ago. I think October 20th might have been his birthday. I don't remember. Anyways, longtime radio host here in Pittsburgh, both of a talk show and of an oldie show. This show influenced a lot by Uncle Doug. In fact, at one point, WRCT put me on Sunday nights opposite Doug's oldie show, and I was like, I would rather go listen to Doug. I don't want to listen to me. Anyhow, and many people still say that, even though he's been dead for 12 years. So I want to set this next bit up. Doug, for a long time, worked for 1250 Radio, which was then WTAE, and they were in the same building as WTAE-TV. And WTAE-TV, on one of their talk shows, gave out a recipe for pumpkin pie, the TV station. A very nice lady called the radio station, called Doug's show to ask for a copy of the recipe. Now, if you've ever called a radio station, especially a talk show, you know that they, by FCC rules, we have to tell you multiple times that you're going to be on the air, that it's a radio station. So how this gentle caller didn't understand that she was on the air with a radio station and not calling Channel 4, we're not sure, but Phil Lenz saved the call, and this is what it sounds like.
Gertrude Wilson.
Yes?
Hi, Mrs. Wilson. How are you?
Fine.
What can we do for you?
Well, I sent in for a pumpkin pie recipe that was on a Saturday a week ago.
Yeah.
And I haven't received it.
You haven't received the pumpkin pie recipe?
That's right.
Are you sure you sent it to us?
Ardmore Boulevard, yes.
And you did not receive the pumpkin pie recipe, did you? Are you sure? You must have left off your return address.
No. Everything was on because I mailed it.
You put down your return address and you spelled your name properly.
Yes.
How do you spell your name?
Gertrude, G-E-R-T-R-U-D-E.
Wait a minute. Wait, not so fast, Gertrude. I'm going to write this down. That's
G-E-R.
Wait a minute. Not so fast. G-E. Go ahead.
R.
R-T-L-T. G-E-R-L.
No. G-E-R-T.
G-E-O-T.
Yes.
T like in Thomas. Okay, go ahead.
R-U-U-D-L-D.
L.
D.
B like in boy?
No. A, B, C, D.
Okay, so that's G-E-R-T-R-U-A-V-C-D.
Yes.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Wilson.
Okay, is that W?
I.
I.
L.
S.
L. Wilson. W-I-L.
W-I-L. Okay, and how do you spell the rest of that?
Son. S-O-N.
S. U.
O.
M.
No. S. O. N.
Is that S as in Sam?
Yes.
And what's the rest of it? Spell the rest of it phonetically for me.
O is an olive.
O is an olive.
And N is in Nancy.
N as in Nancy. Okay, Gertrude Wilson.
Yes.
All right, now hold on a second, Gertrude. Let me look at my pile here and see if I have. I don't understand how we didn't send that. Hold on a minute. You mailed this when, a week ago?
A week ago on a Sunday.
On Sunday. Okay. Oh, I have it. Where do you live, Gertrude?
65.
Okay, I got it. 65. And the zip code is?
15658.
Yeah, now see, that's interesting. I have the address here. You know what happened? If this is not your fault, but the computer made a mistake.
Mm.
The computer made a mistake, so I have the address here. and I have the zip code.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't have is your name. So let me make sure we have that name right, okay?
All right.
That's Gerald Wilson?
No, Gertrude.
Gertrude.
Yes.
How do you spell that?
G.
G.
E.
E.
R.
R.
T.
T.
R.
R.
U.
U.
D.
E.
D.
D.
D. E.
G. E. R. T. R. U. E. D.
Yes, all right.
Is that close enough?
Yes.
Okay, and Wilson is spelled again, please.
W.
I.
L.
L.
S.
S.
O.
U.
O.
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 Oh, okay, okay. Oh, yeah, O.
N.
N.
Yes.
All right, well, we'll get that, Gertrude, we'll get that recipe right out to you. We apologize. Again, there was a little bit of a slip-up here with the computer because I see the address here and the zip code and all the rest of it.
I have just listened from 3:30 to 4. This is a Tuesday afternoon to the most vulgar, trite, stupid, unbearable, illiterate, vainglorious person brag about his unconscionable lack of control.
How did she not catch? I know she was an older lady, but how did she not catch on at some point?
The Big 1280.
Actually, it's Radio 9 on WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. We're going to check the sports and weather next. Here's Jay and the Techniques on Radio 9. Here on from noon until 3, so please tune in. Don't forget, you can check out the website at jthurbershow.com. You can follow me on social media at jthurbershow. And why would you do that? I don't know.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't
glutton
have
for punishment,
to fight
probably.
The crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy.
College football action at this hour. Do I see a final score? Uh-oh. No, okay. We're still in the fourth quarter. And the Ohio State Buckeyes still leading the Penn State Nittany Lions by a score of 10-6. Pitt Panthers looking for their first road win of the season as they travel to Wake Forest to take on the Demon Deacons. Last week, of course, Pitt upset Louisville by a score of, 38-21, I think. Pitt now 1-2 in conference play. Kickoff in that game is at 3:30. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans are hosting the Washington and Jefferson Presidents today at Gesling Stadium. That game gets underway at 7 o'clock. Last week on the road, the Tartans beat the Bisons of West Virginia by a score of 41-7. And the Pittsburgh Steelers say that Deontay Johnson is back for the Steelers. The team has activated the former Pro Bowl wide receiver off of injured reserve. That clears the way for him to play tomorrow when the Steelers visit the L.A. Rams.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Cloudy for the remainder of this afternoon. I'm looking for a high only reaching 53. It's windy out there right now. Winds gusting to 23 miles per hour. Overnight showers likely, cloudy, 44. Sunday chance of showers, mostly cloudy, 53. There's a freeze warning out for the entire listening area. Sunday night, frost alert, patchy frost. Patchy frost was Jack Frost's son, I believe. Low of 33. Monday, sunny skies, 59. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 70. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it is 52 at WRCT, 51 outside our weather window. With new music from Mike Shinoda. About time for me to make like a tree and get the heck out of here.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
I'm gonna make you give me back my love before I blow my arm. I'll get
next time, remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, Facebook has to dump your show. Tune, Smooth, Relaxing, Easy, coming up next on 88.
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Take me in your arms and never let me go. Whisper to me softly while the moon is low. Hold me close and tell me what I want to know. Say it to me gently, let the sweet talk flow. Come a little closer. Kiss me once again before we say goodnight. Take me in your loving arms and squeeze me tight. Put me in a mood so I can dream all night. Everybody's sleeping, so it's quite alright. Come a little closer.